Our next speaker is Kamayando Kutino. He's a theater major from Kampala, Uganda. Kemi?
I would like to start by thanking the president, the deans, friends, faculty, staff, family, and friends of the college. Most importantly, I would like to thank, on behalf of the class of 2012, to thank our professors, not just the ones we found in our classrooms, but also the ones who sat next to us in our classrooms, the ones we met at the Bone, the ones we met on our way to the classrooms, the ones sitting to the left and right of you today, class of 2012. I am lucky enough to have my first professor in this audience, my mother. My mother taught me how to read. She used to make flashcards for my brothers who were already at school at the time, and what started out as a joke became a ritual between her and I. I still remember sitting on her lap and her flashing words at me, testing me on words that she had previously taught me and words that she was trying to teach me. I became excellent at it. But what really used to frustrate me is that she used to keep the basic words in the pile, even though she knew that I knew them. I mean, I was reading big, big words like telephone, microphone, and even saxophone, and she would keep basic words like phone. I mean, of course, if I could read telephone, I could read phone. I never understood her logic, but neither did I dare to ask her in close proximity of her. I remember my first grade like it was yesterday. I was the only child who could read in my first grade class. I still remember feeling like I had an unfair advantage in that class because, unlike the rest, I had already learned how to read big, big words like intelligent. No pun intended. My 4 years have been a learning experience similar to this. Looking back at these 4 years, I encourage you, class of 2012, to look back and think of the flashcards that Lewis and Clark has been showing to you. What words and lessons have you been seeing over and over again these past 4 years? Whilst we've all had the same hand deal these cards out, the deck of lessons and morals will be different from person to person. However, I think it's safe to say that there are a few words that have come up in all of our decks. The first two seem to go hand in hand. Exploration and discovery. The words we love to hate and hate to love but somehow do. It seemed like the right answer to every on-campus interview. What are you hoping to achieve in this job? Oh, I am hoping to explore and discover my full potential. This was our first class. It was where many of us met our first friends, the one subject we all came to consensus that we hated. And for that, we loved it. It was a conversation starter when you had nothing else to say. So, what you learn at exploration and discovery today? Exploration and discovery flashed over and over, many of us thinking we get it. Exploration, discovery, see, we know what it's spelled like. Next word, please. So we got our next word. Pioneer. Pioneer, pack Pio, go Pios, go. So many of us did just that. We became Pios through our sports teams, our classes, our extracurricular, our jobs, our campus groups. We went out and became pioneers, treading on new grounds, trying out new things. For some of us, it was tofu at the Bone, and others, it was leading their basketball team to a Division III conference. So we rightfully raised our hands and said, we get it. We know what it's felt like. Next word, please. Then it came. Fail. Fail. Yeah, we had seen that word before. Many of us had seen it during exploration and discovery essays. Yes, we get it. Fail. We know what it's spelled like. Next word, please. Fail. Excuse us. We're trying to be pioneers who explore and discover. Your word, fail. Not going to help us. Next word, please. Fail. Fail came up yet again. The word fail came up in these past 4 years, almost as many times as that annoying word phone would come in my mother's deck. I know I'm not alone when I say that at times these 4 years felt like we were constantly being told no, instead of the yes we had hoped we would hear. We tried our hardest, yet we kept failing and being told no. Whether that was for an internship we wanted, the sports team we didn't start for, or the role we didn't get in a play, we saw the word we never wanted to see. But as my father's only daughter, no never really meant no. In fact, it meant find a better way to ask. So that's what we did. We found a better way to approach our journey. And yet, Lewis and Clark, you still flashed the word fail in front of our faces. Even at our graduation, Lewis and Clark, you called the ceremony commencement. The race we were running for 4 years and hoping of reaching a finish line, you casually inform us, no, 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 fail, you are at the starting line. Sounds odd to say out aloud, but the best lesson I ever learned in college was how to fail. To really fail, to fail so bad that it hurts. To fail so bad simply because we risked everything. I learned all this at Lewis and Clark, as so did you all, class of 2012. I failed so much that I wasn't even afraid to fail anymore. But from that failure came a fearlessness I see in all of you today, a fearlessness that has allowed us to go and explore and discover our full potential without the fear of failing being upon us, a fearlessness that has allowed us to truly go out and become pioneers and not worry about what will happen if we don't succeed. If we are afraid of failure, we will walk the path that has been tested and tried by many before. If we are afraid of failure, we allow others to discover and report to us before we explore. Class of 2012, we are unafraid because we have learned how to fail. It took me 22 years to figure out why my mother kept the word phone. 22 years to figure out that if she reminded me how to read the word phone, then big words like telephone and saxophone would come easy. It took me 4 years to figure out why Lewis and Clark used to keep the word fail in our decks. 4 years to see that if Lewis and Clark reminded us how to fail, then being a pioneer who explores and discovers would come easy. So class of 2012, as we leave the laps of Lewis and Clark to go our separate ways, I know that we will all feel like we had an unfair advantage over our colleagues, classmates, lovers, siblings, or wherever life takes you, because we learned lessons that many others didn't. How to fail. In the words of Samuel Beckett, fail, fail again, fail better. Congratulations on your successful failure, class of 2012. Next time, fail it better.